the forward progress on the wood fire burning outside of Redway in the Woods Ranch neighborhood has been stopped. To learn more about this near miss for the local community, we checked in with a firefighter on the ground.
So my name is Jordan Kilberry. I'm a fire captain specialist with CAL FIRE. Just before 8 p.m. last night, CAL FIRE Emergency Command Center, Humboldt Del Norte unit dispatch got a report of vegetation fire in the area of Wood Ranch Road in the Redway. And then the first arriving unit that's seen gave a report of a couple acres and the heavy timber burning. And it was originally, that got bumped up to 50 acres. And then with more consistent and accurate mapping from the intel flight that was overhead, they mapped it at around 25 acres. Currently, there is control line around the whole fire. And there's crews actively out there today, and they'll be out there for the next few days mopping up and making sure it's completely out. Current containment on it is 25%. The cause is under investigation.
Although the fire was just outside of Redway, it could be seen from Salmon Creek, Bryceland, and Blocksburg, which sparked elevated concern. The fire captain explained that fires often look worse at night than they do during the day.
Yeah, obviously fires can tend to put off larger glow, and it's harder to determine size during the night because you can't see the whole fire. And with especially in that area, it's not flat terrain. It's in the mountains, in the hillside. That's why we have utilized all different resources like night flights with aircraft, GPS, cameras, different technology like that to get a better idea of how big the fire is.
The wood fire, true to its name, was burning in heavy timber, which posed additional challenges for firefighters.
It was definitely challenging because, when you get fires that are in the timber, that is challenging. And the terrain, typically the timber isn't in flat country. So that just makes it a little bit more challenging. We utilize aircraft if we need to, and our bulldozers, like our heavy equipment, a little bit more in areas like that.
CAL FIRE has responded to the Wood Ranch area multiple times this year, so we asked if any of the fire activity has been related.
Not that I know of currently.
With peak fire season upon us, he urges everyone to ensure that their gates can be easily opened during an emergency and that their home address is clearly marked.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It makes it easier for the first responders and firefighters to be able to access that property and to be able to reference that for other incoming resources that are coming to the scene so everybody can get there quicker and put the fire out quicker.
He also noted that CAL FIRE's burn ban remains in effect until the North Coast receives a substantial amount of rain.
Be very mindful. We're not out of the woods as far as the fire danger. It is getting towards the end of the year. We haven't gotten much precipitation yet, and we're waiting on it. And then once we start to get precipitation and upper echelon of our department confers and talks about when it would be a good time to release the burn ban, then when it's safe to do so, then we'll put out bulletins for the general public to be aware of the burn ban being released. Basically just be fire safe and the normal stuff that you would do to prevent wildfires from happening.
Crews will remain on scene of the wood fire throughout the week to ensure it doesn't breach their control lines. Local residents are asked to use caution as large fire apparatus navigate the one-lane road. KMA News also spoke with a family who lives on Wood Ranch, Spencer and Courtney Sweet, who were unable to obtain fire insurance due to the ongoing crisis. So they decided to invest in defensible space and other safety measures.
My immediate thought was that's why we've been doing all this prep, fire prep, and clearing the roads and access and putting up signs and making sure that our property is tight and right and ready for fire and fire personnel to come through and do what they need to do.
you know, homeowners insurance is so expensive and really hard to get when you live entirely off grid. And the advice was to spend that money that you'd spend on insurance on preparing your property by clearing and having water storage and putting in the right water lines and tanks and using your money that way.
Spencer encourages all of his neighbors to install green reflective road signs because without them, firefighters have previously gotten lost while responding to fires in the area.
The trucks had to make a couple of turnarounds. They made a couple of wrong turns getting up there. And road signs, you know, there's been a little big push locally for all of our rural communities to get proper signage. And I feel like our ranch is one of the last ones to kind of address that.
He explained that because of their preparedness efforts, they felt some relief during this year's fire season.
You know, metal fire-resistant siding, all the brushing and clearing and getting the turnarounds opened up, that kind of thing, getting the fire line. We had our 2-inch fire line there prepped and ready, so the fire truck could pull right up, hook up, and fill their tender. You got to have the proper fittings and threads for those fire attachments, so you know they're not going to hook up to a 3/4 valve or anything like that. So yeah, it's important to have an 1.5-inch fire riser with proper valves and attachment points so that they don't have to be searching for adapters and whatnot. Have it accessible, you know, not blah.
Concluding, he shared his takeaways.
Just stay diligent, really. Keep doing the prep work in the winter and just make sure your road's good and just have a plan.
For other community members looking for helpful tips, you can contact your local volunteer fire department or CAL FIRE, who offers free inspections. More information is also available online at readyforwildfire.org.